We're back here with Island Life. We're talking to Rhiannon from the library. Hi, Rhiannon. And what have you got for us this morning?
Well, I wanted to start off just to acknowledge the winners of the writing competition. We had a writing competition during the school holidays in July. It was a writing competition where they had to write a story about a jungle. Other than that, it was wide open. We had a great response to that, and we had a few winners. So the we decided to have three highly commended stories. So they didn't win a prize, but they received a certificate of acknowledgement. And that those people were Charlie Caitlin Bolzer, Tiarahi Kahu Ferro, and Clarice Orbell. And then the prize winners in the age category 5 to 8, second prize went to Melina Taylor, and first prize went to Ailsa Potter. So they did really beautiful stories. And then in the age category 9 to 12, second prize went to Tara Lewis-Bolens, and first prize went to Mina Cullen. So we had lots of fun reading those stories. It was a great competition.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Children.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I wanted to talk about a couple of events that we've got coming up for Adult Learners Week and Money Week, which happen in the same week, the first week of September. So for Adult Learners Week, Julia Mount at the library is going to be running a couple of workshops, one of which will actually be out at Waiheke Adult Learning on Donald Bruce Road. The Adult Learning is next to the rec centre out there. And so that's called Have a Go, Free Music, Free News Online. And Julia is going to be showing participants how, through their Auckland Libraries membership, they can access our digital library. And two of the resources in that digital library, one of them, Freegal, gives you free legal downloadable music, which you can keep permanently. It's not a borrowing situation. You can download three songs a week on your library membership, and that's a really cool resource to get using. And the other one is a newspaper resource called Press Display, and that gives you access to something like 2,200 newspapers worldwide, and you can read them online or you can print it out. It's things like The Guardian from the UK and all of those, and newspapers in many different languages. So
yeah,
good resource.
I'm sure that there are people out there missing their Guardian on a
or whatever, their home newspapers. Yeah, so that workshop is on Friday the 6th of September, 12:30 to 1:30 at Waiheke Adult Learning on Donald Bruce Road next to the rec centre. So that's well worth booking for. You can either book at the library or with Waiheke Adult Learning. So the other workshop that Julia is going to be doing is actually in the library. And that's on the Saturday, the 7th, that's the following day, from 2 to 3 p.m. And that's called Have a Go with an e-reader. And it's an opportunity for anyone who's been curious about e-readers but not really wanted to commit to purchasing one yet, or even people who have committed to purchasing but would like to know more about how to use them. And so what we've got is we've booked, we have suites of e-readers at the central library that people are able to have a go with, and we've booked a few of those. So we've got some Kobos, Sony e-readers, and iPads coming over to Waiheke for people to have a play with, under the direction of Julia, who will show them how to get started with using them. So that's well worth coming along to. Again, you need to book. Both of these events are limited in participants, so if you are interested, do let us know as soon as you can. And that's, as I said, Saturday the 7th of September, 2 to 3 p.m. at Waiheke Library, and you can book with us at the library or with Waiheke Adult Learning.
Great.
Okay, so that's those two. And then for Money Week, we've actually got an event for teens. And this is called Money All Right, a Youth Symposium. And this is being run by Waiheke Budgeting Services, but it's at the library. We're opening the library especially for it, so it's after hours on Saturday the 31st of August. That's next Saturday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And there's going to be free food and free music at an interactive evening on getting money savvy, so teaching a little bit about how to manage money and all the the things you need to know about credit cards and all those kind of things for teens.
That's great. Mm. It's kind of getting them before they get themselves into trouble, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because understanding these sorts of things before you head out into, you know, university or off into working life is just invaluable.
Yep.
And as I said, that's being run by Waiheke Budgeting next Saturday, 31st of August, 4:30 to 6 p.m, and there's free food and music.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I think that's really good because, you know, the first thing that you do when you go to university is you qualify generally for a tertiary bank account, and they automatically give you an overdraft and a credit card.
Yep.
So it's just, and you've already probably clocked up a student loan as well. So
yeah,
you're
exactly.
immediate at 18 years old, immediately in debt.
Yep.
It's pretty sad, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, okay, so is that all you've got lined up?
Those are the events. And I can also let you know about a book that I've read recently,
yeah,
if you'd be interested to hear
about
that.
That would be great. Before we go on to the book, tell us, you know, so obviously people can come in to the library and put their name down for the events.
Mm-hmm.
If they want more information, what's your phone number there?
Okay, I'll give out our phone number. It's 372-1087 if they want to have a chat with us about those events.
And Waiheke Library website?
You go through the Auckland Libraries.
The Auckland City Libraries.
Auckland Libraries now. So www.aucklandlibraries.govt.nz.
Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, tell us about what you've been reading.
Okay, so I run one of the book clubs at the library, and we recently read The Girl Who Fell from the Sky by Simon Moir. One of the things I love about the book club is that it stretches my reading because I try to mix up genres and read from all sorts of different types of books over the year. This one is the sort of book I would never have picked up out of my own reading interest, but I actually really loved it. And it's set during World War II, and it looks at, so it's a novel, but it, the guy who wrote it obviously did a lot of research on what it was like being a spy during World War II, and he focuses on the women who, this particular character, is a girl who fell from the sky because she does a parachute jump into France, and she is working underground to do a couple of missions while she's there. So very exciting stuff, and yet also I think one of the reasons I found it was so well researched was that it showed, while it was exciting and scary, there was also a lot of you know, daily grind of just being in hiding, and it was very realistic, real sense that this is actually what it was like for them.
Yeah. Tell us about your book club.
Yeah, we have two book clubs at the library, and I run one of them, and Fiona, the manager at the library, runs the other one, and we meet once a month. And the idea with the book clubs is that everyone reads the same book over the month.
Do you find you've got enough copies in the library?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
That?
Well, we have to obviously choose books that have enough copies, but we are able to get hold of enough copies of the ones we choose. And then at the end of the month, we all meet and discuss our reactions to it. And the thing I love about that is that you have the same book, and you have a group of up to 17 people, and everybody's got something different from it. You know, some of them have loved it, some of them have hated it, and some of them have gone down a memory lane with it, and some of them have learnt something new that's really impacted them. So it's just amazing. It's really interesting every month to hear the different reactions to the same book.
So have you got spaces if people are interested?
My group is full because we've got 17 members. But Fiona's group, I think, it still has some space. So, yeah, if anyone's interested, they can sign up for that.
What night is that?
Well, they do meet in the evening, so at 6 o'clock, after hours. And mine meets on the second Wednesday of the month, and Fiona's meets on the first Thursday of the month.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for coming in today.
That's all good. Okay, thanks for having me.
Great.